Here's an example of a trowel over the southern Great Lakes. The yellow is the axis of the trowel as determined by the GFS model output. 700 millibar theta E is shown. Note the pronounced S shape to the isentropes. The GFS mean sea level pressure is also shown. There is a definite relationship to the position of the trowel and the precipitation, as you might expect with, for example, frontogenesis in the vicinity of the trowel. Remember, the trowel is three-dimensional. The feature shown at 700 millibars in the upper left exists at other levels as well. It extends through the 700 millibar level. If you see a structure like this in your WFO, it's worth your time to take a cross-section perpendicular to the trowel to really observe the three-dimensional nature of the trowel. You'll be able to see its vertical extent quite clearly in cross-sections of isentropes.